Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Pierre-Luc Dubois, the 27-year-old cap, who came over with some baggage. Everybody seemed to think, oh, this isn't a great locker room guy. They will wonder how this will be as a fit. Well, he had an amazing season, a career high in points, 20-plus goals for the Capitals last year, and he's getting ready for his second season with the team. Recently caught up with him out at MedStar Iceplex ahead of a practice to talk about a brand-new campaign.
I think there's a lot of reasons. I think first of all, coaching staff, management, everybody, my first conversations with them, obviously when I got traded here was with them, and I felt at home. And then meeting the players at training camp, getting to know them on and off the ice, they made me feel at home. And then playing here in front of our fans, it was really the perfect mix of all three of those things coming together. And that just allows me to go out there on the ice and have fun and do my job.
There's a long history and a culture here of guys coming in from outside and like elevating their game. Think of yourself or Stromer, and it goes back many, many years. What you just said may have been maybe a part of that, but give me more information on like why it is that in some places in sports, players come in and elevate. Other places, it's harder to get more out of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think every environment is different and every situation is different. And I think that here last year, talking to the coaching staff and management, like I said, I think that they knew what kind of player I was and what I could do. No player is perfect. Every player has strengths and weaknesses. And I thought, that they were on the same page for what I could do well and what I could help with this team. And, they allowed me to do my job. They allowed me to come in and play to my strengths and put me in positions to play to my strengths, put me with players. And, I think that helps a lot. And you look at a guy like Stromer, it's the same thing. Guys like Chick, the list goes on and on, like you said. So, every environment's different. But when you're in an environment that you feel good in and you feel like you can be your best version of yourself at, then, it really makes your life a lot easier.
Last year, really, from the start, you got off to a great start here. And I think kind of everybody right away said, whoa, this is going to work. But early on, I remember you finished with the 20 goals. It seemed like even though you were doing everything right, like you're a little snake bitten. When that's happening in hockey, where it just feels like you're in one of those stretches where you're getting the assists, you're right there, but it's not working out. How do you punch through that mentally? And is that something that comes over time as a veteran, or is that always just naturally something you have?
I think it's a mix of both. I think the not to stress or not to change anything part comes with time and just experience. I've always thought that there's a lot of ways you could help your team win, and scoring goals is one of them, getting assists, points is one of them, but you could also do a lot of things that just don't show up on the stat line at the end of the game. Good body positioning, winning your faceoffs, having a good stick, playing well defensively, being a good like all those things don't really show up. But if you do all those things, your line can play well. Your wingers can benefit from it. The defensemen can benefit. Maybe they're scoring goals because you have a good F3 and you're attracting somebody. So you do all these things, and obviously if I'm not scoring and I'm trying, I'm trying my best to score. It's not like I'm not trying. That's just how it is sometimes. And, you shoot the puck and it's a quarter inch too high and it hits the post instead of going in. And those are little things that you can in a way control, but in another way you can't get frustrated with. So, my game, I just try to help the team win in any way I can. And sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're not, but in the times you're not, you just still have to find a way to help the team.
You particularly in your line was so good defensively. I mean, one of the best in the National Hockey League, and you could like a shutdown line against an elite trio. That's obviously something you can be prideful in, but is that something that years ago was also something that you cared as much about, or was that something last year where they challenged you, or has that always been Pierre-Luc Dubois?
I've always liked doing that. And like I said, in different environments, you know, sometimes you can be in a chair that you're familiar in, and sometimes you can be in an environment that you're not. And I always thought that was something I could do and something I like to do. But really, when I got here and with Cars, the first message was that's kind of what I'm expecting from you. And it's a challenge. It's hard every night. You know, you're going against the best players. And you can't just defend. You know, you have to also bring something on the other side. So it's really tough, but it's a really fun challenge to have. And like I said, it's always something I thought that'd be fun to do, and to finally be able to go out there and do it every night was really fun.
It's one of my favorite things to talk to baseball guys about. It's such a numbers sport. It's like stats they care about and don't, because everyone looks at certain stats. Like for a relief pitcher, they look at their ERA and they're like, that's a terrible stat. Mm-hmm. I don't care about that as a relief pitcher. For you, like when I was a kid, plus minus was a big deal. You had a great plus 27 last year. But like now I'm older and I'm like, yeah, that's more of a team stat. Like, mm-hmm. What do you care about or not care about numbers wise? That's more controllable for you, that lets you know how you're playing.
Yeah, honestly, I think stats are important. I like looking at stats, but in a way I don't like looking at stats, because I want to concentrate on the big picture part of it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
You know, I feel like when I go home on a drive home after a game, I could have 0 points and feel really good about my game if we won. And sometimes I'll drive home after a game, I had one goal, one assist, and I come home thinking I did not play well tonight. You know, for me and our line, I think for me the most fun is obviously winning, but individually the most fun is knowing that you contributed and you helped the team win. And like I said, whether some nights it could be offensive, in a 1-0 game, we only score one goal, or a 2-1 game where you only score two, you might not have scored or had an assist, but if you shut down their line, you know, you got scoring chances, you got the momentum shifts when on big shifts after goals, after, you know, penalty, after a power play. All those little things lead to the big picture of, okay, you know, I played well tonight. So stats, I think, are really important, but for me, it's just like the big picture of really just helping the team.
Are you into any of the data stuff, like puck possession and all that? Do you care about that?
Yeah,
you look at all that?
Yeah, I mean,
do they present that to you guys, or do you do your own research, or how does that work?
To be honest, like, I like that stuff. I'm never really exposed to it, so I can't really see it. You know, every once in a while, my dad or a friend will send me like a stat that's pretty cool. You always want to know the
get
ones
in
that
the group chat.
Yeah, you always want to know the stats that make you look good. You don't want to look at the ones that make you look bad. But you know, it's just sometimes
they know which ones not to send you.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, I think it's important. It's just, you know, sometimes it's also important to disconnect and get away from that.
How do you guys build on last year? You blew the expectations out of the water, and you get to the second round. How do you make sure you're even better this year?
I think it's just a little bit of what we did last year. You know, if you set yourself a ceiling of this I'm trying to reach, then you're going to stall it at some point. You know, I thought last year we had a really good season. Obviously, we didn't win the cup, but if we're going to judge on if we won or not, then for me personally, I don't think that's the way to do it. I think you got to look at, did I take a step forward? You know, did we take a step in the right direction? I thought we did last year. So for us this year, it's just take another step. Can our worst games You know, instead of last year, let's say they're a 6 out of 10, can our worst games this year be a 7 out of 10? You know, can we, if last year we had 25, I think, comeback wins, can we cut that down to 10 this year because we're not, you know, trailing going into the third? All those little things that I think will mean that we took a step in the right direction. And once the playoffs or once the end of the season playoff push starts, you know, we're looking at it as we've been here before and we can just keep working and not maybe uncharted territory.
Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great season.
Thank you.
Pierre-Luc Dubois of the Capitals as they get ready to open their season against the Boston Bruins. Puck drop tonight at 7:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.